USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump is calling the impeachment ordeal very unfair. At an event at the White House on Thursday, the president celebrated his acquittal, calling it part of a witch hunt that began the day he started running for president. The president's also happy that Senate Majority Leader from Kentucky, Mitch McConnell, has been able to get things done in the Senate.
This guy is great, and I appreciate it, Mitch. And he's also given us 191 now. 191 federal judges, 2 Supreme Court judges, right?
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is thanking Iowans for his strong support in the presidential caucuses. In the latest batch of results from Iowa, Sanders leads in the final alignment votes. And another record day on Wall Street is at the closing bell. The Dow was up 89 points to finish at 29,380. The S&P improved 11. This is USA Radio News.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA? Or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped 1 million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First-time unemployment claims were lower last week. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports.
The Labor Department says about 202,000 workers filed first-time jobless claims last week, a decrease of 15,000 from the previous week, as that total was revised upward by 1,000 to about 217,000. The largest increases in initial claims were seen in Missouri, Oregon, and Virginia. Largest decreases were in California, Illinois, and Georgia. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders is thanking Iowans for his strong victory in the presidential caucuses.
By some 6,000 votes, and when 6,000 more people come out for you in an election, we here in northern New England call that a victory.
Sanders does have more votes in Iowa, but Mayor Pete slightly has a larger share of state delegates. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
As tax season is in full swing, attorney generals across the nation are warning people to be careful of potential scams. Scam artists often try to impersonate someone who you would trust when they're most interested in getting your personal information, like a social security number or access to your money. Now, when it comes to doing your taxes, I had a chance to catch up with Paul Schwartz. He's an accountant with Hoffman & Company, and he tells everyone that they should not be going for that big refund. Instead, you should be making sure you're claiming the right deductions.
You really don't want to get big refunds. You want to make sure that your exemptions that you claim at work are just enough to cover you for your tax, but not to create a big refund. We feel that big refunds are basically allowing the government to hold on to your money.
Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz says he's filing ethics charges against Democratic House Speaker Nancy Pelosi for ripping up the president's State of the Union speech. Gaetz tells Fox News he's joining two other Republicans in filing charges with the House Ethics Committee.
She disgraced the House of Representatives, she embarrassed our country, and she destroyed official records. The law does not allow the Speaker of the House to destroy the records of the House, and the rules of the House do not permit some little temper tantrum just because you don't like what the President of the United States says.
For more news, you can always find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.